In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Moses says, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and rules and statutes which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied, then your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who led you, who brought you water, lest you say, 'My power and might has gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to his fathers, as it is to this day." And the one Samaritan who returned when he saw that he was healed, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. On this day, this National Thanksgiving Day, we consider the one who gives and those who give thanks. Each divine service, as we say, "This is the word of the Lord," as we did today after the lesson, we all say, "Thanks be to God." On this National Thanksgiving Day, for what do we give thanks? In the lessons today, the three lessons, the Old Testament Epistle Gospel lesson, we see that we give thanks for our homes, for our country, and for our churches. Thanks means to show gratitude and appreciation and giving credit where credit is due. Recognition of the giver is what Thanksgiving Day is all about. The one who continually gives is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord God provides for us, offers us all that we need, bestows and grants and confers upon us all the blessings that we need for body and soul. So on this Thanksgiving Day, let us remember mostly the one who gives. We are those who give thanks. The one who gives us blessings, first of all, in our homes. I love when Deuteronomy 8 is read every year on Thanksgiving Day because it almost sounds like Moses is talking about the United States of America. When he's talking about all the blessings that we have here in our homes, our houses, our families, and the lovely residents and the dwellings that in which we live, our address, our domiciles, our homes are the envies of people all around the world. We live in mansions compared to many people in this world. Oh, how blessed we are with our homes where our families live. Our homes are not just our buildings, but our places of birth, our homeland, your hometown. Maybe you were raised on a ranch or a farm or in the urban area, a rural area, or in the suburban area, but you still think of that place of your birth, the place where you were raised. And homes also include our family unit, our family circle. Grandpa and grandma, mom and dad, all the cousins, all the children, the grandchildren, the extended family, the family unit and circle include is also part of our homes. And then the great earthly blessings that we have in our homes, the bread that we have in abundance, clean water and delicious food, and the flocks and the herds, the silver and the gold. And remembering that in our homes, what a great blessing that God gives me two hands and gives you two hands with the ability that you have to make a living. God enables you to create wealth by what you do with your talents and abilities that God has given you so that you can earn a living, provide for the family, and live in the lovely homes that God has given you and me. So the great giver of all good gifts, we thank him today for our homes. Secondly, we give him thanks for our country, this country of our heritage. We thank him as we remember those who are in authority, as Paul said in 1 Timothy, those kings and rulers who are in authority. We remember our country today and our nation. The giver, God, has given us this country. We live in the state of Oklahoma, the cities around here of Norman, Noble, Paul's Valley, Moore, wherever you live. We live in this county. We live in this nation, which we call our fatherland, where people have come from all around the world. Almost everyone here, your ancestors came from other countries as immigrants to this land. And we are now citizens of the United States of America. This United States of America is federal. We have 50 states. We are democratic. By the vote of the people, we elect our leaders. And we are a republic. We have a Senate. We have representatives that represent us in the United States of America. Thank God that we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, the rule of law, so we don't live under tyrants. And thank God that we have the three branches of government, the executive and the legislative and the judicial, these three branches of government that give us a balance to save us from tyrants and give us the rule of law. And especially remember the military, those people who die to defend our freedom so we can sit here today in peace and worship the Lord who gave us all gifts. The flag reminds us of the veterans who gave their lives, those who died, and those who served. We thank God today for our country. And lastly, we give Him thanks for our churches, the places of worship where we can hear the gospel lesson like today, the healing of the lepers, where our children and our families can gather in peace to hear the pure gospel preached and sacraments administered. Thank God for our churches. Our churches are the places where, in houses of worship, in chapels, in cathedrals, we gather around in word and sacrament, and we say exactly the same thing that this leper did. He falls at Jesus' feet and says, "Jesus, have mercy upon us." Those are the very words of the Kyrie, which we're about to speak. "Lord, have mercy on me." That's what we pray each week in church. Just like this leper, we get on our knees to receive spiritual cleansing, and we get on our knees and say, "Lord, have mercy, Jesus, on me." And He does. In the Bible, the church is called the ecclesia. It's not a building. It's people. Called out ones. Baptized saints. Called out of the world into the boat of the church, if you will. Called out of the world into the body of Christ. That is the church. The building is the place where the church worships. And in church, we receive divine service and gifts, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, knowing that we are justified by grace through faith alone in Christ Jesus, crucified, risen, ascended, and returning. This is what we preach. This is the joy of having churches where the gospel is preached. In conclusion, as we said before, each divine service when the scripture lesson is read, "This is the word of the Lord," we all respond, "Thanks be to God." On this National Thanksgiving Day, let us not forget the giver. Let's not just rejoice in the gifts, but rejoice mostly in the one who gives. We give Him thanks as we eat our turkey and dressing and pumpkin pie. As we watch the football games and relax with our families, we give thanks to God, who alone receives all glory. We will remember, however, on this day also, the poor and the widows and the orphans, and help those who are in need. We will share our bounty with those who are in need, recognizing in thankfulness to God the one who gives, and those who give thanks. And let us speak together those words from the psalm, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever." Together. "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the peace that transcends all human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.